It goes back to Parshas Bereishis. There's a chazal that's repetitive throughout, almost throughout history. And that is that Hashem accuses humanity of being kifuyei toiva, of being ingrates. He calls us consistently kifuyei toiva b'nei kifuyei toiva, ingrates, the children of ingrates. So for instance, when Klal Yisrael complained about the man, Hashem says, oh, there you go again. You ingrates, the children of ingrates. Well, where were we ingrates the first time? So, the quote, the famous quote, is, Ha'isha asher nasati imadi. Here I gave you this great gift. I gave you a wife. And when it comes to the eating of the forbidden fruit, so instead of owning up to what you did, you blame it on the woman. So we all have this image of Adam Rishon gritting his teeth, saying, it's that woman that you gave me, right?
But the lesson is that everything begins with not appreciating.
Let me bring it out. let me bring it out in a... The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh, changes the whole image. This famous story that they tell the rabbi, a person who comes to the rabbi and says, my son is such a mechutzif. He sends me a letter demanding money, and he sends this thing, and look at this. He hands the rabbi the letter. It says, look at this. It says, Father, send money. So the rabbi looks at him and says, that's what it says. It says, Father, send money. It depends on how you read it. So the Aruch Chaim comments that Adam Rishon's response to Hashem was, Ben Shalom, you gave me this woman. She prepares my meals. She prepares my food. Why should I have suspected that there was anything forbidden in the food? He says, she feeds me my meals. So am I obligated to go now and inspect the ingredients of all the food she feeds me? Why should I assume that there was anything wrong with it? It's a whole different answer. It's not Adam in a chutzpahdik way. It's not that. No, so we need to understand, if that's the case, why is it considered an act which is ungrateful? Why is he called a kafui taiva? So, perhaps, I'll offer you an answer, but you're not allowed to use this against your husband. We imagine a couple gets married, and they have years and years of catch-up to do with one another. They have to make up 20 years of life's experiences, and there's so much to talk about. Adam Rishon, at this point, and Chava were several hours old, right? They were not catching up on which seminary she went to and who her teachers were. So, picture for yourselves the scene. Chava walks in and places this beautiful meal down in front of Adam, right? So Hashem says to Adam, the definition of a makir toiv is to show real interest in the person who did you a favor. Had Adam turned to Chava and said, wow, that is such a beautiful display. And look how tasty this looks. And where'd you get that? And she would have said, you know, the new store opened up. It's owned by the serpent up the street. And, you know, it would have come out in conversation somehow. Had he showed real interest, somehow in the conversation, it would have come out that she got the fruit from the Nachash. The fact that he didn't know shows on a very, obviously we're dealing with Adam Rishon, Yetzir Kapa of Shalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's a complaint, which is only a complaint for a person of his stature. But had he expressed real interest, he would have found out where the fruit came from. And on that level, it's a kfiyas taiva. He didn't really show interest in her accomplishment, that's why he didn't know where it came from.
I think you should talk about it.
Yes. I'll get me.